Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Amy K, Joel D. And here we are on the midpoint of the week, and there's, gosh, is there that thing that's sort of weighing down on you that you just feel a little bit weird about, you feel a little bit guilty about? Sometimes you just got to let that out. Maybe the rest of the week would, in fact, be easier for you if you do.
Listen up, listen up, listen up, world.
Time for your confessions.
Why don't we do Confession Wednesday, an opportunity for you to air out that dirty laundry or to Halloween it up a little bit, let out that skeleton in your closet. You got a confession this week, either you two.
Today, and I don't know if confession or is it just me being a psycho or being safe. No one ever usually leaves the same time I do in the morning in my building. Today, someone, and if it is, they're not on my floor.
Okay.
This morning, I walk out of my apartment, I'm locking my door. Someone just like two doors down gets out of theirs too. And it freaked me out because they were behind me. So I didn't want to turn around and look. So I went down the stairs so fast. They went down the elevator and I sat in my car. I think they must have felt awkward too because there was a long time between when I got to my car and when they finally walked out. But I sat in my car to see who it was.
Just and staring them down?
Yep.
Now, do you feel like you got the answers you were seeking?
It was a female with a dog, so I'm assuming she was just letting her dog go to the bathroom. But is that not weird? Never
has anyone
been up in the morning.
A little bit weird that you went out of your way to, like, you know, stalk them a little bit.
Yeah, why? Just wait.
I needed to see who it was. What if it was a male who was trying to come attack me?
I mean, that's possible.
I got in, locked the doors.
Well, what? I mean, I guess you're being safe, at least. Yeah. I give you that. You're being smart and safe in your regard.
I mean, first thing you should have done was, when you hear that, at least look around and observe your surroundings so you could at least know what this person looks like in light.
Oh, I know it's a female who's just a couple doors down, but there's never anyone who wakes up like and gets out of the building at the time I usually do. So it freaked me out, and I felt like I couldn't turn around and look back because I'm always afraid someone's going to come after me with like chloroform or something. So I tried to move fast. And while I was in the staircase, I could hear the elevator button. And so then I went even faster. I used my auto start, unlocked it, got in, locked my car right as I got in. And I could tell they must have felt awkward too, because that elevator shouldn't have taken that long. And I saw the dog's nose. They were kind of waiting at the door, so they must have saw my headlights. Nope, I am not leaving until I see your face and see who you are to see if you're a potential threat tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And your confession today.
Well, I haven't spoken to my ex for over a year, and I'm just wondering if his online relationship is doing well, because every day I hope for its demise. I want it to crash and burn.
You know, I'm sure it's the more mature thing, right, to go, oh, yeah, I just want the best for my ex or my enemies or whatever. But let's be honest, we all want our ex to end up with somebody or that is less awesome than we are, whether that's you want them to be, like, in your mind, less good looking or less well off, or you want them to downgrade. You do.
Yeah, 100%. So you always got to stock them out and see what's going on.
The trick is just be so conceited and love yourself so much that everybody seems like a downgrade. Life advice.
That's the best way to live life.
You know what I'm talking about.
Me for sure. I was going to say, that's how I live.
Yeah, they suck. They're not me. That's the way to be. Your confession today, 237. It's text 35270, 825 in the morning. Your dirty laundry airing out your dirty secrets in Confession Wednesday. 825, Liz Zhao, to be loved. Y94.
I'm about to have a panic.
Your confessions in the Playhouse. Y94, voice change for you. Hello.
Oh, gosh. So I unexpectedly was told that I'm on my aunt's will, and sadly, it's kind of made me like a horrible person because I keep thinking about that more than showing concern for her health, which is totally failing right now, and I just feel terrible, honestly. Money's the devil.
Yeah, money does tend to bring out the worst in people sometimes. This is such a horrible thing that I just thought.
Uh-oh.
You still have time to, like, get in the good graces. I mean, you said she's still with you.
You
still have time.
It's like, it's still, like, a moment to the... There was a moment, I have, like, a really good friend that's older, and he has no children. And it's like, how do I bring up that maybe you should, like, will me your house in California?
Yeah, you can't.
Like, how do I bring it up, though? He has no kids.
I'm sure he has someone he's going to leave it to, though.
Yeah, Joel D.
My uncle told me recently that I'm the person in charge of his stuff when he dies.
How does that feel?
I feel like it's weird. Why didn't he put his wife?
I mean, it says more about their relationship than anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, at what point did you choose that? And why me? Like, my sister, maybe she'd be a better person. My brother, maybe.
And you're like top dog. You're not like second in charge if it happens before the wife.
No, I'm in charge. Yeah.
If it happens before the wife passes away.
I think
you're
so. Yeah, I know. Well, I think their relationship's rocky. Now it's out that they're going to, like, they're trying to get a divorce. But back when he told me, I was like, I'm surprised. Him and my brother get along better.
I think what it is he knows that you are over every cent going to have so much anxiety about each decision that you're going to put so much thought into it and who gets what. And you're going to be very thoughtful and considerate of it because it's going to like stress you out so much. So it
he
might
wanted
give
to
you,
cause stress to my life.
Well, he knows you're going to do a good job because you're so anxiety driven and you're going to do a good job at it. You'd be great.
I thought it was so weird. I was like, why? And why are you telling me that? I don't even know how we got on the talks of it. And he was like, yeah, you're the one who that's what is it called? The executioner? Not executioner.
Well, if you're the executioner, he's asking you some really weird stuff.
What is it called?
Executive.
Is it executive? I don't know.
Executor?
Is that what it's called?
The word,
something
perhaps?
Like that. Now you got it in my brain.
I'm thinking of executioner, which is terrible.
That's not even close.
Well, you pull that plug, you might be.
I know.
You pull that plug. You want a voice change for years? Hello, confession?
This hot guy told me after he saw me with my husband, he said my husband was not good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been told that for years. So, I mean, why should it matter when this guy tells me? But I just thought about it all weekend. I got to get this guy out of my head. He is completely hot. And that could lead me into a lot of trouble.
Okay, so it's kind of sitting with you a little bit. Mm. And hey, we appreciate the confession. You know, it's got to be judgment-free. So
it's judgment-free, and I don't know. I mean, sometimes, I guess, when you get attention, it feels good, especially if you're not getting the attention somewhere else.
Yeah, lots of texting confessions today. Holy smokes.
Someone said, I decided to reach out to an old fling on the phone from about 20 years ago. It's like we picked up like it was yesterday, just wanted to see how he was doing in life. Someone else said every couple months I'll try and log into my ex's email account until it locks me out. So then he has to change his password. That is such kind of a good idea. I like that.
No comment. That's something I would do. I'm so petty on that too.
Someone said my husband always accidentally rubs his nose on my glasses when he hugs me and it gets oil smudges on my lenses. That would drive me nuts.
Yuck.
And they said, so I have to wash my glasses constantly. So sometimes I'll take his glasses off the nightstand and rub my nose on them.
What? Oh, that's mean.
Yuck.
It's payback.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, that's mean because glasses, you need to be able to see.
Yeah, you got to see. You got a confession today. Another voice change. Hello.
I have to be honest. I'm that pathetic person on Facebook who posts, and I remain logged in until I get like a significant amount of likes. Like, I have this limit, and I also keep track of who likes my life. And like in the past, if I notice that one of my good friends or whatever isn't liking my stuff, I'll totally unfriend them.
Yeah.
And I'm like a teenager stuck in a grown woman's body. It's embarrassing.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
No, that's me for sure.
A few more confessions. 237, it's text 35270. Nikki or Daisy Sunroof, Y94 Morning Playhouse. It's Playhouse, Y94.
Listen up, listen up, listen up, world.
Time for your confessions. Time for your confessions.
You got a confession for us, 237. It's in plenty. Getting texted to 35270.
Yeah, someone said, I ended up having to pay back an ex I owed $100 to, so I paid it back in loose dimes, nickels, and pennies. Oh, not even quarters. Someone said my roommate was stealing my shampoo and I knew it because she moved the bottles around and hid in places where I couldn't find it. So I emptied out the bottle and put it back where she hid it and I filled it with Elmer's glue. That's so mean.
Oh, that is mean.
And someone else said I saw my roommate and his girlfriend fighting over this hot waitress. We were at a restaurant and we went there for drinks He really wasn't even acknowledging her at all. However, the girlfriend is just crazy and I want them to break up. But she was still angry that the waitress was attractive. So I wrote my roommate's phone number on the receipt so she would message him.
Oh, that's even more mean.
Sabotaging the relationship.
Sabotage.
And you got a voice change request? Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and hear your confession today.
Hey, so I like to tell my husband that he is a loud snorer so that he'll go and sleep in the other bedroom. And then I will have our giant king-size bed all to myself. So I just can like lay out sideways if I want to. Mm-mm. I'm kind of a genius. I mean, maybe it's a little selfish, but honestly, I think everyone listening is going to think it's an awesome idea and probably do it too.
So this guy, I mean, he believes he's a snorer. He thinks he's snoring all the time. Poor, he doesn't snore.
He doesn't snore. I'd be like, you know what? How about you go sleep in the other room then?
I think if someone doesn't believe they're not snoring, you have to record them.
But it sounds like he really isn't, though, in that case.
So that's why I would say, okay, then record me snoring.
Let me
and
hear
then you
this.
Have nothing to show. That's why. Steven, the other day, I wanted to close my eyes and nap. He just said he was going to take a 20-minute nap, and I said, okay, well, I'll close my eyes before we get dinner. I had just closed my eyes, and he wakes me up, and he said, so are we not going for dinner? I said, you still have to shower. Go shower. Let me close my eyes. And he said, well, I didn't even really get to nap either. I said, I heard you snoring. You were snoring.
You got plenty of nap before.
Yeah, I heard it.
We seen some taxi confessions.
Now, someone said, I'm a theater costume designer, and sometimes if people are jerks to me, I'll order their sizes a little bit too small. It's still functionable, just not comfortable.
That's mean.
That
is actually super mean. You got a confession?
Oh, my gosh. Well, my husband is, his traveling schedule is kind of back to normal, uh-huh. So now I can resume my affair now. He's not going to be around.
Oh, so you're like happy he's not going to be around and you're going to have an affair? Is that maybe I heard you wrong. You're having an affair because he's not there?
I think that's
oh. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like I have no clue. I can tell you this much. If he's not there, he's probably doing the same to you.
That's terrible.
Well,
I'm just throwing it out there.
Usually it would be, but I guess in that context.
So you're both doing things that you're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's lovely. And voice change for you, too. You got a confession? Hello? Confession?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's a train wreck. My 21-year-old daughter told me that her boyfriend is planning on proposing to her for Christmas.
Oh,
it's awful. I mean, I tried to, like, be excited and be like, yay, but really, oh, I'm in shock. It's awful. I want to tell her. She's too young. I know she's going to throw it back at me and say that I was younger when I did it. So, I don't, it's not going to end well. I can't do anything about it.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, anytime somebody is in love and you try to tell them, oh, this person, blah, 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 it just honestly pushes them closer together. Always does.
I remember my first serious relationship right out of college, and her mom was like, you're in college, because she had just started. She's like, you're in college. You should be single and enjoy college life. And I was like, that is so mean for your mother to say. We've been together for at least, it was like 4 months by the time I heard this story.
Why don't you like me? Any final text and confessions there, Amy Kay?
Yeah, someone said, I just broke up with the guy I was seeing with over the way he ate. It just made me feel so uncomfortable. It was like he was always attacking his food. And he just chewed like he was angry. Plus, he would just stare at me while I ate.
Then that is uncomfortable. You don't want someone watching you eat.
And then,
why?
Especially if they're like loud chewing too. Maybe he just likes the way your mouth looks when you're eating that food.
We like that look of your mouth there, Prina. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kanye West making the celebrity sizzler today. He's losing money by the fistful. First, do a label, break my heart. Why not eat four more than playhouse?